honestly can't understand how a nipple can be offensive. The words of feminist speaker Cara Park. She sparked outrage at Stormont over the weekend when she spoke at an event with her boobs out. The 32-year-old was taking part in the Alternative Miss Ulster event marking International Women's Day. This story from Belfast's Telegraph, from today's Belfast Telegraph, shows Miss Parks wearing a necklace made of large bird feathers with nothing underneath and her breasts visible. Those criticising have said Stormont should not be the stage for such indecent exhibitionism. What do you think? Well, Cara's on the line. Morning to you, Cara.
Good morning.
Good morning. What were you doing here and why did you do it?
What was I doing? Well, I was given a speech. I was my right to express myself. I stood before my fellow feminists urging them that you don't have to be dressed a certain way to be a feminist. Now, there is some indiscrepancies in this. I wasn't topless. I was wearing a feather necklace and the photographer got a shot from the side. Now, people are saying to me, surely you might have known this had happened. I'm actually thankful that this has happened because it's given us a platform for debate to discuss why women are judged on how we look, why this is such a big deal. What I said was much more controversial. I don't understand how people can be offended.
If you don't want to be judged on how you look, why were you dressing like that in the first place?
Why shouldn't I be allowed to dress? Do you ask men why they're dressed a certain way? Do we ask people why do we wear ties? Why do we wear ties?
Well, if a man was walking around half naked, yes, I would.
I gave a speech on the stairs. I was wearing that for my performance speech. It was intrinsic to the speech. I actually wanted to wear a chastity belt as a symbol of my sexual slavery, my denial of my right to choose. But I didn't. I decided to be as myself. I've dressed like that before, given various speeches. I was barefoot also. I just think that it was very important for me to exercise my right as a woman in the Western world. Lots of women across the world will be stoned to death for wearing something like that. And I think that I have responsibility to other women to be able to stand there in front of Parliament, bare-chested and barefoot, and give my speech. And all this just proves the point that I am making.
Cheap publicity stunt, wasn't it?
It's not a cheap publicity stunt. Why would I don't work for the Belfast Telegraph. I'm not representing a part there as a woman in my own right.
Well,
and that's all that people are talking about. I find it actually proves the point that I was making. I'm being discriminated against because I show my boob. Because my boob was displayed. The word boob coming up, it's all misogyny. It's subtle misogyny. The Belfast Telegraph article is misogynistic. It is. There's misogyny everywhere. And this is a great platform for the debate of this. But why would you be judged on how we look?
Yeah, you draw attention to yourself like that.
But I'm allowed to draw attention to myself. What's wrong with being an emancipated woman? What's wrong with being proud of my body? I'm allowed to express my femininity, my sexuality, my youth, my body. That doesn't make me superficial. That means I'm expressing myself.
Well, I know that
it's not a fair society. Is it equality that I should face discrimination because of this? Should I be ashamed of myself? I don't think so.
I know there are enough tits up at Stormont, but you can pick up the phone this morning if you want. 0845 955 678. The event was sponsored by Green Party leader and MLA Stephen Agnew, who joins us now. Morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You sponsored this event. Were you surprised at all at what Cara did here?
Well, to be honest, I only found out that Cara's breast was exposed on Sunday when I was contacted by the Belfast Telegraph. I was at the event. I saw Cara speak. She was front-facing. The audience was in front of her. She only wore that outfit, to the best of my knowledge, when she was making her speech, as she said, to make a point. And then she, I can't remember, I think she had a jacket over it, I'm not quite sure. But so I was surprised by all the fuss about it, but I think it's typical when you have 25 women speak on sexual exploitation, discrimination in the workplace, domestic and sexual violence, and we have that dress story. I think it does highlight why the event was needed, that women do still face being prejudiced and being judged in their...
How is it prejudice against a woman for some people raising an eyebrow when she's got her breasts out? Imagine if a man did the equivalent.
Well, we do need to normalise the breast in society. I mean, both
really?
My children were breastfed, and they see the breast as you know, a place for food. We do need to normalise
really?
It.
Stephen Agnew, would you encourage other MLAs, female MLAs, for example, to walk around with them out? Is that what you're saying? It's just normal?
Well, what I would say is it wasn't a stormant, you know, committee meeting or anything that event except, but it was to make a statement, and a female MLA who chose to do that would be making a statement. But what I would say is that what is the outrage? If Cara had been paid, because we have women with their breasts out in magazines, in a well-known tabloid newspaper, and they're paid to do so, and we accept that. But Cara chose to do it of her own free choice, and we criticise her for that. If she'd have been paid, would it have been better?
Jim Alistair, the TV leader, wasn't too happy. He says, "I do not think Stormont should be at the stage for such indecent exhibitionism."
How can I be indecent in my natural state? I was given a speech at a private event in front of my fellow feminists. I was expressing my femininity. I was expressing myself as part of my performance speech. And the way you're talking about breasts is if they're disgusting. Oh, getting them out, boobs, all these. Like that. You're saying the word tit, using that as a hate word against somebody. It means they're unintelligent or stupid. I'm sick of this. Why should my breast be used as a byword for making a boob?
Come on.
Lighten
up, Cara. It was a joke. Lighten up. Don't be getting sick of little jokes. So you'll be sick every day, Cara.
My speech was funny. Everybody was laughing. I'm a humorous woman. And that is it. I wanted to say, you can be pretty. You can be funny. You can be all these things. But still, you don't have to be just judged on how you look. I find it a bit sad that all this. I can understand why people might be offended, but then people are offended by everything, and just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right.
You see, Stephen, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the Miss Ulster event was moved from Stormont, if you remember, not too long ago, because MLAs disapproved.
But I wasn't there to be judged. I wasn't saying, oh, isn't she lovely? Look at her lovely breasts. I wasn't there to be judged on how I looked. That is the huge difference. This was a protest against Page 3. I've nothing against women who want to make money however they can, whatever makes you have to pay the bills.
So you have no objection to Page 3?
No, I do have an objection to Page 3 because the context is put in there, and the woman is an objectified object, and then the faux intelligent comment they put by the side, so it means she's being exploited twice over. I do have a problem with Page 3. I don't have a problem with the women who do it because I'm not going to judge them. Everybody has we all have a unique experience in this life, and some people have to make money certain ways. I do not like the institution of Page 3 because it's an objectification and sexualization of the female.
What was your outfit? I'm just looking at the Belfast Telegraph here. What was your outfit? What's that you're wearing on your head?
What I'm wearing on my head, my hair. I was wearing a tiara because it was a tongue-in-cheek. I have a sense of humour, oh yes. I was wearing a feather dress. I have a degree in fashion, and that's by another designer friend of mine, Nathan. That's what I wore. But why is it important? Why are you asking me what I'm wearing? I mean, this is the whole point. What I was saying was much more. I was talking about my right to choose. I was talking about sexual violence. I was talking about equality for all, the fact that I can't speak my native language in a court of law, the fact that the gay blood ban is in place. I'm talking about equality. Being a feminist means you're an equalist.
Yeah.
But the issue
is this, Cara. Has all of that not been missed because of what you were wearing?
But that's the whole point. You're proving my point that no matter what I say, it's unimportant if I'm standing and you can see my breast. Oh, but she's
for goodness sake.
Silly little girl. I'm not a silly little girl. I'm an intelligent woman. And if I want to expose my breast, then I will. I don't walk day-to-day life, it's a performance. It was like, but what, people are offended by people breastfeeding. What's wrong with
have a listen to?
You can't hurt someone with a breast. You can hurt someone with your fist or your foot, but you can't with your breast.
Have a listen to Claire in Lisburn. Morning to you, Claire.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Claire.
I'm maybe a wee bit older and wiser than your speaker there, but I think that what she did was a publicity stunt that's maybe backfired on her, because at this event, I wasn't at it, but I'm sure there were a number of speakers who spoke very eloquently and intelligently on the subject of women.
I didn't speak intelligently because I could see my breast. If you weren't there, how do you know if I didn't speak intelligently?
Let's let Claire finish.
I'm not saying you didn't speak intelligently. What I'm saying is the subject of what you spoke about and what all the other women spoke about has been completely overshadowed by your publicity stunt. And that's a great shame. You can blame the press for that, for not reporting on what was spoken about at the conference. But it's really not the press's fault. I think it's your fault.
My fault, okay. Well, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm sorry you can't show solidarity with a fellow woman.
and she's
very important.
I will always show solidarity with women.
That's just pandering.
But as I say, I've been in the workplace a few more years than you, and a bit more mature about it. And I think what you did was very immature.